During the First World War, was there any particular spirit or identity which developed amongst these early tank pioneers?
I don't think so, no.
No.
No, I think they just did their job, and I think they were all rather proud of them. Of course, you see, the real trouble was that the army did not accept the tank in the way in which it could have been the best use.
Mm.
And Burley Fuller and Hugh Ellis persuaded headquarters to try it out at Cambrai, with no faith that it would work, and the result was they made a large hole in the German lines and nobody filled it, and then it was refilled by the Germans.
Yes.
But
yes,
it had the effect of convincing them that there was something in it. And then they were going to do it and going to do it, and the Boche got their blow in first on the 21st of March, and we nearly went into the sea. And then in August, on August the 8th, 1918, they did it. And the war was over in 12.